Hey, folks. This is Karen from CountyFairgrounds.net out of Denver. We're going to talk today to Mike Sikora, who is a country music writer and singer and player. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. You live in Colorado, too, huh?
I do. I'm a little north of you, I believe. Aren't you in Pine?
I'm actually in Bailey, but pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I got a friend who's got a place out in Bailey. She's got a huge acreage. Yeah. Great.
Yep. So, tell me, how long have you been in country music?
All my life. Pretty much.
Okay. And how'd you get started?
I had bands in high school. You know, you play for the junior high and high school dances, and then at night you go to the bars and play for their parents. You know, it's life in a small town.
Yes. Teenagers going to the bar and playing for the parents.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear you were in Nashville for a while.
Yeah. I finished college and left the day after graduation and went to Nashville and did an internship at RCA Records there. This is about 87. That was your Kathy Osmond was popular, Alabama, the Judds on that label particular. A lot of fun there. Then after my internship, couldn't quite get arrested getting a job, so I decided to start writing and got myself a publishing deal and was a songwriter there up till 94.
Do you like writing songs?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Do you like writing songs?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's a great, great way to get a lot of junk out of my head, you know, say things how I really want to say them.
So what do you think makes a good country song?
Heart and truth and a lot of feeling. You know, having been there and lived it, and telling your version of the story, I think is pretty good requirement for a good country song.
I know I've watched some of the promos for Can You Duet, and some of those people think that they're singing great things, but I I don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
So you did your latest album, What's Old Is New Again. How long has that been out?
Last May, we kind of officially released it down in the Texas music scene, the four states there, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, and I did a lot of radio tours to support it, and we released a single, and now I'm getting the opportunity to kind of do something with it out here and in Montana, where I came from, so.
Well, I saw some of your videos on YouTube. I was looking at them a while ago. Do you like making videos?
Yeah, it wasn't a special video job. It just happened to be a live concert edited down, and we posted them. I haven't really done the video part. I'm looking through this year just to kind of put something together, you know, and put it all out there and just have fun with it, you know. So, yeah, what you see out there is some live concert footage.
I have a lot of horse people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That correspond with me because of what we are, obviously. So I hear you're into Arabian sport horses.
I am. I've got two Arabs, a gelding and a mare, and I took my mare and bred her to a stallion that's here at this ranch, or was here at this ranch. He was an Oldenburg stallion from Europe, and created myself a nice half Arabian sport horse, you know, built for more of the English riding, dressage, jumping, eventing. But, you know, they're awful good to take over the divide, so sure-footed.
Yeah.
Know.
I've been over the divide a couple of times. It's, you know, it's absolutely gorgeous, but the air up there is real thin.
Yeah. Well, my guy, JB, loves it. It was kind of like our first me and him trip, and, you know, something like that really can make a horse and a rider, and you just kind of get all those extra points with them, especially when you've taken them so far from their home. It was a great experience. I've done it twice. I want to do it again and again and again. What part of the divide did you cross? Down by Bailey or?
Trying to think. By Buena Vista.
Okay. Cool.
So,
yeah, we just,
you know, I've been up a couple times.
Excellent. What are your horses?
Oh, I don't have horses. I'm a hiker.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, hiking's good when you got to have a horse to carry all your stuff. It's much easier.
Well, you know, I love to hike. I get up in these mountains, and you can see the most beautiful things. And the air is so beautiful, and the scenery is absolutely gorgeous. And every step that I take with me and my little dog, I shake and rattle and roll, and I keep looking over my shoulder for a bear, and one of these days I'm going to meet one.
Yeah, I hear you. Knock on wood, we don't have to have that happen in a bad way, but no, we certainly live in, you know, God's paradise. It's absolutely beautiful out here. You couldn't ask for more in your backyard, could we? So.
Yeah, no, the Rocky Mountains, you know, of all the places I've been, and I've lived in different places in the country, too. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I lived in Washington, D.C. and Arizona, and I love Arizona, by the way. I love Tucson. I love Tucson. But Rocky Mountains are gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing like it. I love them today. It's just, is it beautiful down there, clear blue sky, Bailey?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then every night I have the deer in the yard, you know. They're very friendly. They almost come right up to you.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. We seem
they're
to be
all
a very good animal
here.
Person. Well, the dogs are sitting here on the porch. I'm on this porch in this cabin there, and sitting on a buffalo hide. It's basically their bed in the sun. So this is beautiful today. Can you believe
so,
it's March, huh?
You produced your own album?
Yeah. Yeah, so I get off on horses in the Rockies. Good luck. Get me back to me. I decided... It took a while. I took a hiatus. I moved out to Colorado. I didn't write for a while. And then I decided once I got back up to the mountains, it reminded me of where I grew up in Montana. It just seems to have inspired me again and kicked these songs back in my head. So I decided, heck, I'm going back to Nashville, find the people I used to work with and hit the studio and record them the way I want. And, you know, if there's any mistakes or something I don't like, it's my fault. And that's the producer hat there. But I decided if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it all the way and put it on a record and do see what it can do for itself. And here I am talking to you, talking to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. I talk to a lot of people, too, all across the country. So, yeah.
Good.
And, yeah, I talk to people from Florida and California and Arizona.
All country, country artists? Or?
I talk to a lot of country artists, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I also talk to, like, for instance, on Monday I have an interview with a traveling dog show. So,
wow.
I mean, yeah. And then I talk to a lot. We have a lot of horse people that come through the site, and there's a lot of horse people that I talk to. I did an interview that I haven't edited yet that I've got to get up to the site, and it'll be done this weekend with the Rocky Mountain Horse Expo. Are you going to that?
Oh, when is that? I'd like to. I'd like to try and get down there.
The 13th. 13th, I think it starts on the 13th.
March, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah. I might be able to get down there, yeah. Where I live, it's like, okay, I got to arrange feeding in two different places and get down. You know, by the time you get to town, you only got a few hours. So it takes an effort to get off the ranch a bit, but yeah, I'd like to try and swing down there. I was there when they did the Arabian Expo Pavilion kind of stuff there, and they showcased some of my half Arabs there too. So that's cool.
Yeah, speaking of your Arabians, I've been working with the doing a lot of the stuff from the Oklahoma Expo Center in Tulsa, and boy, do they have horse shows! Did you know how many horse shows? They had to have horse show after horse show after horse show down there.
Wow, that's a good one place then, you know, because you get to see a facility really nice to go to waste, so I'm glad people are using them.
So you go out and perform, right?
Yeah.
And you know, what places have you performed at locally around here?
Bluebird in Denver, Swallow Hill, the odd bits in the mountain pubs, you know, I'm close up here. There's the Millside Inn, the Gold Hill Inn and Gold Hill Boulder. Oscar Blues and Lions, Niecy's, Louisville, you know, just name a few there. Keep busy.
Mhm, mhm. So what would you like to do?
What do I like to do? Perform?
Where would you like to perform?
Oh, you know, I'd love to perform. You know, this is kind of strange, but I've been to Leadville. Have you been to Leadville?
Oh, yes.
And there's the old opera house there. Wouldn't it be cool to kind of put a little opera house tour together and just tour those kind of places in those small towns? And it'd be a lot of fun. I'm kind of a fan of that old-fashioned sound that used to get out of those vaudeville kind of theaters and opera houses built way back. They're really built nice and acoustically. And so I think it'd be fun to do something like that or the Temple Buell in Denver. I've done the Wells Fargo in Denver. That was really nice.
Yeah, I think Leadville would be nice in the summer.
Yeah. When you can go across Independence there and just go into Aspen, that'd be nice.
Well, you know, it's gorgeous, but boy, it sure is bloody even cold. Even in the summer, it's bloody cold.
Yeah. Well, here they have a donkey race out there in Leadville. I think I got a friend who wants to do that this summer. Maybe we'll try and coincide and do something.
I was up there a couple of years ago, and it was like 50 degrees and rainy.
Oh, God. Well, maybe I'll think about it then.
Yeah, well, you know, 50 degrees to them, 50 degrees in Leadville in the summer is warm.
Yeah, like to the people in Alaska or something, right?
Yeah, I don't know how those people live up there. I mean, I really don't.
I think you got to really love it. But you got to have a nice place, you know, I think, so that makes it better.
I've noticed you have a Facebook page, a MySpace page, and, you know, do you think it's important, and how did you get into that? And, I mean, there's a lot of technology, you know, to sign up for all these social websites and be involved in them. Are you on Twitter also?
No, I saw that on your site. You know, I have to admit, I'm not as young as a lot of these people who are really into it. I mean, it is new, and it's what everybody does these days. And for a new artist, especially indie, it's important to keep your name out there and keep people up to speed on what you're doing. And the internet is an amazing tool for indie artists. And but on the other side of that, I'm so technically challenged. I'm surprised I've gotten as far as I had gotten, and it's kind of fun. My publicist and some business people made me get on and do it. You must do it. You know. But, you know, what's really, really cool about that Facebook or the MySpace is I've reconnected with people that I knew in high school and I knew in college or I knew in Nashville that I didn't think I'd ever see again, you know. So it is kind of neat, you know. So the world's pretty small.
It's shrunk a lot.
Yeah, wouldn't want to paint it, but it's small.
Yeah, I know. You remember, I remember the phrase that they had when I was young, you know, Big Brother is watching. Well, Big Brother has arrived, folks.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's and I mean, I don't even know what a podcast was until you came along. I'm like, what's that? So it's interesting. I'm learning a lot. I mean, I'm open to staying up to what everybody's doing and what you need to do. But, you know, at the end of the day, the last thing I want to do is try to sit there on the computer all night. I mean, I'd rather just take a walk with the dogs here at the ranch or something, you know? Or, you know, go up and bang on the guitar a little bit. So.
Yeah, you know, I think about that a lot, too, because I spent hours and hours and hours on this thing.
Oh, you have to.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I exercise, though. And a lot of my computer friends, they spend, you know, hours and hours sitting in front of the computer, and then they don't exercise. And then they wonder why they don't feel well.
Well, and you keep going to a chiropractor for the same reason, and you're never healed. So, I, it's a vicious circle. But I think in this day and age, it's definitely a necessity. It's definitely a convenient link to a way of life. It seems so. I don't know. But again, I don't mind just letting it go for a while and just going outside. You know.
Well, a lot of the fairgrounds people who book entertainers, they are very adamant. They will not even talk to an entertainer these days unless, you know, they have like a website, a DVD, and all kinds of things like that. They just won't even look at you anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, because it's a calling card. It's a, you know, they can get a whole sense of who they're getting involved in just by going online and clicking a few places. And honestly, everything you need to know about a particular artist is out there, or what they want you to know. You know, I've been told about Facebook or certain sites is, you know, people, I know some people in the private detective business, and that's one of the first places they go out and look about to dig up people's, you know, history. And then again, there's the stuff about people trying to get a job. Well, a lot of employers look out there to try to get an idea of the character of the person they're hiring. And, you know, so I'll let you know, I wouldn't post any pictures of you passed out at any parties lately, you know. So careful what you put out there, because like you said, Big Brother's watching.
Oh yeah, that's true. I had somebody send me an email. They were doing a thing. I think it was at Chamber of Commerce. They have a National Chamber of Commerce guy. He said, "We'd like you to write 25 points about yourself and post them online so people can see it." And I'm thinking, 25 points. Now think about that, Mike.
I have maybe two. You know? Isn't it crazy anymore, Karen? But I think it's good, you know, in a lot of ways. So I guess, you know, we got to keep remembering all that.
Hell, there's no privacy. You know, there's absolutely no privacy anymore. You can't hide anymore.
Yeah, well, and like I said, you know, I think it takes the right, a certain person, they should be careful what they post if they want to remain private about some things. So, you know, I think the user's actually in control of all that. So
who have you worked with in Nashville?
Who have I worked with in regards to people who are famous or songwriters?
Yeah, who have you worked with and who have you had contact with down there?
Well, currently with PLA, which is Pam Lewis. She used to be Garth Brooks' co-manager way back in the day. But I record currently at Bayou Recording, which is owned by George Clinton, Joe Spivey, and Kenny Beard. Kenny Beard is very close to the Tracy Lawrence group. This is guitar player. Joe Spivey is John Anderson's fiddle player for years, and I've used him on a couple of more cuts, like that waltz that's on my record. And then people come and go. One of the sessions I was in, Trace Atkins walks in. And that's what I love about recording in Nashville. The doors are always open. You never know who you're going to walk into. But who I've worked with, Don Potter in the past. He's that man that's the guitar lick acoustic guru behind all the Judd, Naomi Winona Judd records all those years, and some of Winona's current stuff. My guitar guru that I use is Zane Baxter, and he toured all over the world with Maura O'Connell. So it's just, you know, just depends. A lot of these guys have played with a lot of people, and I'm mainly with a lot of the songwriters and the people behind the artists these days, but I guess that's getting out there. I'm good friends with George Dukas to an extent. You know, he used to come in my apartment and record in Nashville. You know, so.
Well, you know, I run across a lot of good singers and a lot of good performers, and I also keep track of the American Idol crowd. I mean, there are really some very good singers and very good performers out there. I think it takes a lot of luck in being in the right place at the right time.
Oh,
you know,
that
to
way
get
with
famous.
Anything, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I haven't really seen an actual American Idol episode. I've heard an awful lot about it, but you know, there's the TV's in the manager's cabin here, but I'm in my little cabin. I don't have like TV. I have like a thing that plays movies, but so I kind of purposely stay a little out of touch just to be that more in touch with certain other things.
Well, American Idol was something that I didn't think that I was going to like.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not no young spring chicken either, but you know, I watched it once, and then I found out that Carrie Underwood came from American Idol.
Yeah. Wow.
And,
what a talent there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all have a penchant to be a little bit realistic, don't we? You know, we like to kind of see the good and the bad of people trying for something when they're nobodies, and it's the American dream, isn't it? We like to see it in a lot of ways, so I can certainly understand the appeal. I haven't really made a point of trying to catch it, but I think it's a great idea. Why not? A lot of people need a great lucky break, you know?
So you're working on a new album, right?
Yeah. I'm about halfway done recording it. I'll be in Nashville on Monday. Tuesday, I'm going to go in the studio and finish a few vocals on about four tracks and mix two. That's how I do it. I stagger my recording sessions, so I always have something to do when I go to Nashville on that part of it. You know, say if I get sick or something, I can at least go mix, you know. Fill a good voice, I'll throw vocals down, and then we do tracks the next time around, and I have those to go back to. And then I'm going to that big convention, the CRS convention in Nashville, where it's going to be a lot of press in the flesh and meeting people. It'll be quite interesting. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, again, it comes down to who you know.
Yeah, well, it's fun because I know people who have been in the business a long time that not a lot of people know, so I'm really looking forward to seeing them. You know, Rob Crosby's a very good friend. He used to have a deal on Arista back in the 90s. And he's doing really well on his own as an indie. So it's just kind of neat to see how Nashville's embracing this, you know, not only the economy today, but the lack of sales on the business side of any music industry right now, and how they need to embrace the online, like you were saying, the World Wide Web and the opportunities there, and how the indie movement is really becoming more of a place for these artists to reach their audience much quicker than it would be to go through the big music machine with a major label. So this convention coming up is going to be very educational, because it's going to be where a lot of radio is meeting the industry and a lot of discussion panels. So it's going to be fun to, you know, be a fly on the wall there. So looking forward to it.
Well, you know, as much as I love country music, and I love country music, I think country music is just basically something that should be enjoyed. And, you know, I know it's a business,
yeah,
but it makes people happy. And I have a hard time sometimes thinking of it as a business, I guess.
It's interesting when you're the artist and you're trying to be the business person, which I hate that side, but you have to learn something. You know, it's kind of like you love to ride, but wouldn't it be fun to show? Well, you better learn to kind of do what the show requires. So,
right. So
the same idea, but just a different format or different, you know, passion. And if you want to make a living at it, you kind of learn all the aspects of it so you can enjoy it. And the day I stop enjoying it, well, then I'm out, you know. I'll find something else. As long as I can keep writing music that I like and do it my way and having control over that, I hope to make a little dent in this world with it. So.
Well, a lot of the fairgrounds, they tell me, they say, Karen, you have no idea how many applications and how many things come in here to us to try to, you know, for us to hire them. Well, a lot of the fairground people, you know, the fairs are having a hard time financially, as we all are. And some of my fairs, like the Michigan State Fair, they took the state funding away from the Michigan State Fair, so they might close. And they were talking about was closing, I think it was South Dakota, was going to close for the same reason. So the entertainers, a lot of times, I think some of their expectations as for asking for what they ask for to get paid are a little unrealistic.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they should probably remember, put their ego in check and try to, you know, make a living. You know, if that's what they need, they got to work with the people and different places and venues, I guess. So
you're not an original Colorado boy then, huh?
No, I was born in Montana. And
Montana's colder.
Yeah, I'm up there in the northwest corner. Libby is the town. There's a song on my record I wrote about going home called Back Under Montana Skies. And I'm sorry, I think that was me, this phone. I just went out to check the water. I'm filling it up with the pasture. But, no, hometown ran a newspaper article on me about me being in the magazine American Cowboy, you know, a local boy in a national magazine kind of thing. And everyone apparently called in and wanted the song heard on the radio. I've made a reference. A reference was made to the song Back Under Montana Skies in that particular newspaper article. So the local station got wind of it, and we got the music to them, and they're playing it, and it's kind of neat. My dad said they were on their way to the going to lunch or something, they heard it on the radio, and it was pretty wild, so that was kind of cool.
Well, we got a nice player on our website for Montana, so this interview will be live up there within a few minutes.
Yeah, we're looking to do one. I'm hoping to do it while I'm in Nashville and talk to my hometown, and now my hometown's Lyons, so, you know, Colorado and Montana, whatever, it's all west, right?
Well, I've been all over the western states myself, and there is just, you know, nothing that compares with Colorado. Utah's got some gorgeous places, but it's so different. It's like dry. It's like another planet.
Yeah, I've been across there coming up from California. You come out of Vegas and go up, Richfield and head over I-70 there, and it's just kind of pretty open there for a while. It is nice to get back to the state, though. I know what you mean.
So who would you like to perform with?
Oh, boy, that's a loaded question. I have a lot of favorites. I mean, I'd love to play with George Strait. It'd be great. I really like him. You know, I like, you know, there's some groups out there like I Sleep at the Wheel. You know, a lot of the singer-songwriters, I'd love to do something with John Prine. You know, I really like him. You know, just whoever. You know,
have you ever met George Strait?
No. Wouldn't it be great? I'd love to. One day, though.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll cut one of my songs. I got a great one on my next record. It's called This Cowboy's in Love. And I think it'd be a good one for him, but I'm definitely going to do it myself. So I'll let you know.
Yeah, George Strait seems like a nice guy, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I like his style. He does his job, and he goes home at the end of the day or whatever his end of the day is. And he's got his own horses, and he shows and does his own thing. And he pretty much, when he's private, he's private. No one gives him a bother. He's not chasing the publicity thing. He doesn't have to. He's been around long enough. And what a great career, you know, to be this strong and going after, you know, almost 30-some-odd years, it seems, and a hit every year. Now, that's the kind of career people want. Stands the test of time.
Right place, right time. Lucky person.
Yeah. What is it? Eddie Rabbit had to back out of a show at the Astrodome or Houston, someplace in Texas. So they grabbed him and said, hey, go on up. And that was the start of it, I hear. So.
Did you ever meet Jack Green?
Jack Green. No. Why?
He won. I've done a few interviews with him. I don't know if he's. I don't even know if he's still hanging in there. But you know, he won the CMA. Was it CMA Awards? I think it was in '97 or something. I can't remember the name of the song right now. But the interviews are somewhere on my site. But
Jack,
I was just wondering if he,
Jack or Pat.
No, Jack. Jack Green.
Jack. I don't know
that name. No. See, that, and he was. It hasn't been that long.
No.
People forget.
Yeah, my memory's good but short. How's that?
Oh, I understand. Well, I've enjoyed talking to you, and I'm about ready to be cut off here. You still there?
Yeah.
I dropped the phone, which is that. I apologize.
No worries. Well, I appreciate the time, Karen. Very nice of you to dial me up, and we can do this. And let's do it again. And I did put my information out on your site, so.
Okay.
Who knows? We'll see, huh?
All right, and, you know, if you shoot me an email at karen@countyfairgrounds.net, I'll send you the link for the Jack Green stuff. And we'll remember. I can't remember the name of the song. It was a real famous song. I just can't remember it right now. But he was cool. So send me an email, and I'll send you the link to this interview, too, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you. I'll put it all over my website, I guess. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Karen, County Fairgrounds, just about ready to sign off. Sorry, I dropped the phone, guys. Live radio shows, things will happen. I was really enjoying the conversation. Okay, I will see you next week, and I can't tell you right now who I'm going to interview. I'm going to try to interview the National Concession Association out of Florida, and maybe we'll have some concessionaires on next week. See you next week, 11 a.m. Saturday, same time, same place. Thanks. Bye-bye.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T, and check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T, and check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.